Good morning, gamers. Welcome to Morning Martlet, your trusted source for the latest in gaming news. Grab your morning potion and let's level up your day. Mario Day 2024 brought exciting announcements for fans of the iconic plumber, with Nintendo unveiling various projects and releases. New Super Mario Bros. Movie. Nintendo and Illumination confirmed that a new Super Mario Bros. Movie is in development and set to release on April 3rd, 2026. Details about the film's plot and cast are yet to be revealed. Paper Mario: The Thousand Year Door Remake. Nintendo announced the release date for the highly anticipated remake of Paper Mario: The Thousand Year Door, which is scheduled for May 23rd, 2024. Fans can look forward to experiencing this beloved classic on the Nintendo Switch. Luigi's Mansion 2 HD. Luigi's Mansion 2 HD is set to haunt Nintendo Switch consoles on June 27, 2024. Players can prepare for a spooky summer filled with paranormal puzzles as Luigi returns to explore haunted mansions. Game Boy's Mario Golf, Mario Tennis, and Dr. Mario on Nintendo Switch Online. Nintendo revealed that classic Game Boy titles, including Dr. Mario, Mario Golf, and Mario Tennis, will join the Nintendo Switch Online library on March 12, 2024. Subscribers can enjoy these nostalgic games as part of their online membership. LEGO Mario Kart Sets. LEGO and Nintendo announced plans to release LEGO Mario Kart sets in 2025, bringing the beloved racing game to life in brick form. Fans can look forward to building and racing iconic Mario Kart vehicles in the real world. These announcements offer plenty of excitement for Mario fans, with new adventures, remakes, classic titles, and even LEGO sets to look forward to in the coming years. A developer from Avalanche Software recently took to Twitter to manage expectations regarding the upcoming update for Hogwarts Legacy, the highly anticipated game set in the wizarding world of Harry Potter. Chandler Wood, a community manager for the game, emphasized that the wording used by Avalanche Software in their previous announcement about additional updates and features was deliberate. While fans have speculated about what the update might entail, Wood clarified that the intention behind the announcement was to express appreciation for the players' positive reception of the game. Wood's message suggests that the upcoming update may or may not introduce significant new content or expansive features. Instead, it appears to be a gesture of gratitude toward the player community. The successful unionization of roughly 600 quality assurance, QA, workers at Activision under Microsoft is a significant development in the video game industry. The newly formed Activision Quality Assurance United, affiliated with the Communication Workers of America, CWA, marks the largest video game worker union in the United States. The unionization effort was supported by a CWA-Microsoft neutrality agreement signed in 2022, which facilitated a streamlined process for workers to join a union without interference from the company. This agreement reflects Microsoft's commitment to taking a neutral approach toward unionizing and refraining from hindering union discussions within the company. The formation of Activision Quality Assurance United represents a milestone for QA workers in the industry, who often face lower protections and pay despite the expertise and essential nature of their work to the success of gaming companies. The unionization effort highlights the recognition among QA workers of the need for better working conditions and protections. This development comes in the wake of previous unionization efforts at Raven Software and Blizzard Albany, which faced challenges and accusations of union busting from Activision Blizzard prior to the company's acquisition by Microsoft. The closure of Deviation Games, the studio founded by industry veterans Jason Blundell and Dave Anthony, before the release of their anticipated game comes as sad news to the gaming community. The announcement was made by Chris Stoll, Deviation Games' Chief HR and Operations Officer, on LinkedIn, expressing gratitude to the team for their hard work and dedication. The closure marks the end of a journey that began in June 2021, when Deviation Games was revealed, with Blundell and Anthony hinting at an exciting new IP in early development. Unfortunately, the project did not reach completion, leaving fans curious about the game's potential. Stull also mentioned a networking event to assist those affected by the studio's closure, showcasing the supportive spirit of the gaming industry during challenging times. While the specific reasons behind Deviation Games' closure are unclear, it serves as a reminder of the unpredictable nature of game development and the challenges faced by studios, regardless of their pedigree. The accidental discovery of the Beetle Villain Arc expansion content within the Marvel's Spider-Man 2 update has sparked speculation among players about potential future DLC. The development game menu, unintentionally accessed by players, revealed options related to this expansion, shedding light on a storyline involving Janice Lincoln, also known as Beetle, the daughter of Tombstone. In the comics, Janice Lincoln becomes the supervillain Beetle, donning a suit of armor to engage in battles with iconic Marvel characters like Captain America and Black Widow. While Beetle does not appear in the base Spider-Man 2 game, the uncovered Beetle Villain arc suggests that she may play a significant role in upcoming downloadable content. Interestingly, leaks of data stolen from Insomniac earlier this year also hinted at the potential inclusion of Beetle in future content, aligning with the discovered DLC arc. However, it remains uncertain if Insomniac intends to release this Beetle DLC, as neither Sony nor the developer has officially commented on the matter. Despite the unintentional reveal of the DLC arc, Insomniac has assured players that a fix for the developer menu, which led to the discovery, is in the works. Grand Theft Hamlet is a groundbreaking documentary that immerses viewers into the world of Grand Theft Auto V, where two theater actors, Sam Crane and Mark Oosterveen, embark on an ambitious project to recreate Shakespeare's Hamlet within the confines of the game. Set against the backdrop of the COVID-19 lockdowns in the UK, the film follows Sam and Mark as they navigate the challenges of staging a full production of Hamlet online, facing off against griefers and discovering unexpected truths about life and friendship along the way. Directed by Sam Crane and Pinny Grills, and produced by Peter and Ben director Pinny Grills, Grand Theft Hamlet promises to be a unique and captivating exploration of creativity and resilience in the face of adversity. The film will make its worldwide debut at the SXSW Film Festival on March 10th, offering audiences a glimpse into a pandemic-era story that has been in the making for over 3 years. Altitude Media Group, the film's distributor, plans to bring Grand Theft Hamlet to UK and Irish theatres later in 2024, offering audiences a chance to experience this innovative and masterful piece of machinima filmmaking. That wraps up today's episode of Morning Martlet, where we ventured through the twists and turns of the gaming industry. And until next time, keep playing, keep dreaming, and keep listening to Morning Martlet.